91X News.
It's minus 4 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros. There's been an unexpected delay in the Shafia murder trial. The Frontenac County Courthouse was evacuated this morning, just before the trial was about to resume. We spoke with 91X reporter Katrina Ginevason shortly after the courthouse was evacuated.
Staff Sergeant Bill Kennedy just made a statement. The building will be evacuated until at least 1 o'clock because of what he calls a security concern. He would not give any further details on it, and he would not say if the evacuation was related to the Shafia trial or not. There has been speculation that the cause of the evacuation was a bomb threat, but Kennedy would not confirm that. No further details are available at this time. Katrina Ginevason for 91X News.
58-year-old Mohammed Shafia, his 42-year-old wife Tuba Yaya, and their 21-year-old son Hamed have each pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of first-degree murder. They're accused of killing 19-year-old Zanab, 17-year-old Sahar, and 13-year-old Jati, as well as Shafia's first wife in his polygamous marriage. A serious collision involving a pickup truck happened on Highway 401 just east of Wesleyville Road this early this morning. A male was taken to St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto with serious injuries. It was one of 19 collisions happening between Wesleyville Road and Grafton, after light rain turned to black ice quickly on the road. Eastbound lanes on Highway 401 were closed, but two lanes were reopened just past 6 this morning. The OPP have identified a man killed in a collision near Havelock. Police say 19-year-old Jason Robert Malik of Marmara was pronounced dead at the scene last night after the collision on Highway 7. His vehicle crossed the center line and was struck by a transport truck. The driver of the transport was not injured. Meanwhile, emergency crews responded to at least 3 multi-vehicle collisions in the Port Hope and Cobourg areas due to icy roads on Highway 401 and other local roads. A 42-year-old woman is facing charges after a collision on the intersection of Palmer Road and Dundas Street West yesterday afternoon. 2 cars collided after the woman didn't stop at a red light. The vehicles were badly damaged and had to be towed away. A passenger in one of the vehicles suffered injuries but didn't need medical attention. An 18-year-old Belleville man had too much fun with his vehicle and faces charges of dangerous driving. The man was doing donuts with his vehicle in a parking lot on College Street West near pedestrians yesterday morning. No one was injured. He is due in court on February 23rd. A 23-year-old Belleville man was caught using Highway 7 as a Formula One racing track yesterday afternoon. A vehicle going 137 kilometers an hour in an 80 zone was pulled over by Central Hastings OPP. Matthew Daniel Mahar of Omami is charged with race motor vehicle by speeding, traveling 50 kilometers or more over the posted speed limit. Mahar's vehicle and driver's license were seized for a week, and he is set to show up in Belleville Court February 22nd. A routine traffic stop yesterday afternoon was anything but for a 27-year-old Belleville man. The man stopped for speeding turned out to have a lot more on his record. The man was driving a car with stolen plates on it and was also suspended from driving in the first place. Charges of possession of stolen property, 2 counts of breach of probation, driving under suspension, and speeding await the man as he goes to court on February 23rd. In a separate incident yesterday evening, a 23-year-old Belleville man also turned out to be a suspended driver. The man faces charges of driving under suspension and speeding. He will appear in court on March the 5th. After having to reduce their staff due to the current economy, the Quinney Arts Council were relieved with an $80,000 grant from Prince Edward Hastings MPP Todd Smith. Carol Feeney, Executive Director of the Quinney Arts Council, says the money will go towards hiring a volunteer coordinator.
It means that we have an extra person on staff that is dedicated to help building our human resources. It's very important, not just for now, but to build into the future.
The money will also allow the QAC to manage their volunteers using volunteer impact software. Canada has won a high-profile backer for a free trade deal with Europe that it hopes will seal this year. British Prime Minister David Cameron says quick completion of the trade deal will help Europe regain some of its competitive edge. In his speech to the World Economic Forum, Cameron also urged Europe to take decisive action to stem its financial crisis. That message will no doubt be repeated later today when Prime Minister Stephen Harper addresses the gathering in Davos, Switzerland. The brother of a Canadian woman attacked in Mexico is speaking out to clarify statements about his brother-in-law. Paul Giles says he's concerned a release from Mexican authorities may implicate Andrew Knapp. 37-year-old Sheila Knapp was found badly beaten in an elevator at the Mazlet Atlan Hotel where the couple were staying. A Spanish-language statement from police could be translated to suggest it was a case of domestic violence, but Giles says that's not so. The Conference Board of Canada says its monthly survey of consumer moods shows Canadians are a little more upbeat about their finances this month. The Canadian Press's Jerry Smith has more.
The think tank says its index of consumer confidence rose 4 points to 73.9, what it calls a welcome development after December's dismal reading. Index last month dropped to its lowest level in more than 2 years. Even though consumers seem a little more optimistic, the measure of their willingness to spend still sits 14.3 points below where it was the same time last year. The Conference Board says the improvement overshadows the fact many are still struggling with their personal finances. From the Canadian Press, I'm Jerry Smith.
That's 91X News to 1205. Renee Rogers has sports next.
What's with that debit card up your schnoz?
I'm paying ATM fees through the nose.
Why don't you check the back, Jack?
Check what?
Check the back of your debit card for the exchange logo. Here, let me get that. See? You're already a member.
I had no idea.
The exchange is your ticket to no-fee withdrawals, deposits, PIN changes, and more at over 2,300 ATMs across Canada. Get the ATM locator app at keepyourchange.ca. You want this back up your nose?
I'll use the exchange.
Get the exchange at Quintessential Credit Union, Belleville and Trenton. My credit union, my community, my future.
Good afternoon. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. In local hockey, the Belleville Bulls travel to face the Niagara Ice Dogs tonight at 7 o'clock. It's a big night for Bulls captain Luke Judson, who will pass Mark Rancourt for 10th all-time on the Bulls games played list. Elsewhere in the O, the Frontenacs are in Peterborough taking on the Peets at 7:05, and that's not the only game between the two cities tonight. In Junior A action, Kingston plays host to the Peterborough Stars at 7. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates will try to defend their place at the top of the Division A standings when they host the second-place Campbellford Rebels tonight. The action starts at 7:30 at the Prince Edward Community Centre. Bring a non-perishable food item to enter your name in a draw for a pair of tickets to the February 2012's Leafs vs. Canadiens game in Toronto. There are no games on the NHL schedule tonight. Teams are resting up for the 59th annual All-Star Game, taking place this Sunday at the Scotiabank Place in Ottawa. All-Star captains Daniel Alfredsson and Zdeno Chara will fill out their respective rosters tonight in the NHL Fantasy Draft. It's the second straight year the league has used a draft scenario to fill out its All-Star lineups. The All-Star Weekend kicks off today at 2:30 with an NHL trophy procession down the Rideau Canal Skateway to the Ottawa Convention Centre. Still in hockey news, the contents of a 1931 time capsule found at Maple Leaf Gardens by construction workers were revealed this morning. The capsule was found as the building that was once home to the Leafs was being remodeled to house a Loblaws and an athletic center for Ryerson University. An ivory elephant and Toronto newspapers from 1931 were among the items found. Other items included a four-page letter from the directors of Maple Leaf Gardens describing the design and construction details of the new arena, as well as three official hockey rule books. The contents will be on public display at Ryerson University between 1 and 5 o'clock today. Victoria Azarenka is into her first Grand Slam final. She defeated defending champion Kim Clijsters in an Australian Open semifinal to move on. Azarenka says she must take care of business before going into the final, despite her elation over beating Clijsters.
I have my mind still in the tournament. You know, today was not the end. And I have one more match to go, and I have to stay humble and stay focused. So that's it.
She'll face Maria Sharapova, who outslugged Petra Kvitova in the other semifinal. Canada will meet Mexico in a do-or-die semifinal game tomorrow at the CONCACAF Women's Olympic Soccer Qualifying Tournament. An Olympic berth is on the line. Canadian captain Christine Sinclair says her team will be ready, even though it was not seriously tested in the preliminary round.
Yes, our first three games in this tournament weren't the most difficult. But, I mean, when the time comes, we know how to play.
In the other semifinal, the United States faces Costa Rica for the other Olympic spot. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose De Barros with 91X weather.
Today, cloudy. Snow beginning this afternoon and a high of plus one. Tonight, snow changing to rain this evening and the rainfall amount of 10 to 20 millimeters and temperature rising to plus three by the morning. And Friday, rain ending early in the afternoon, then cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. Rainfall amount of 5 to 10 millimeters, and temperature falling to zero in the afternoon. At 12:09, it's minus 4 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Rene Rogers. News is next at 1 o'clock.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM.